Peter and came first to the sepulcher. Isn't that nice? John didn't say he outran Peter. He just said the other disciple. He was very, very modest here. This is his writing. You know, he's recording it.
That's right.
But he didn't say, I beat the old man. He didn't say that. It's very nice. Amen. He said, everybody say, they both ran. They both ran together. Amen. I want to preach tonight on the subject, running toward a miracle. Running toward a miracle. The Lord bless you and you may be seated. If you go back in time, and I'm sure by this time, John in his memory had fond memories. I don't know, I can't speak for John, but I can speak for John Grissom. Amen. I can tell you the earliest times that I felt the presence of God. I can. And I can sure tell you about when I really got him in my heart and my life. On June the 19th of 1967. I'll never ever forget that particular night. Hallelujah. When God baptized me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But I got a feeling that John and Peter, even though they were aged men by the time of this writing, they could look back through the tunnel of time and they could remember the first time that they saw him. John was with Andrew and they followed him home from one of the meetings of John the Baptist, and they were following Jesus, and he turned around and he said to John and to Andrew, he said, what do you want? And they said, Lord, we want to know where you live. And he looked at them and he said, the birds of the air have the nest and the foxes have their holes, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Amen. What a strange introduction. Amen. Who'd want to follow somebody like that? Broke. We got a bunch of preachers today. They don't want to follow Jesus unless there's money in it. Amen. You're not really living unless you got a pocket full of money. Amen. Unless God, you don't even have a blessing from God if you're having trouble paying your bills. God forbid that you ever get sick. Something's wrong with you if you don't have enough faith. Amen. Hear me today. The man that I follow said the birds of the air have nests and the foxes have holes, but I don't even have a place to lay my head down. And he never did. As far as I know, he never had more than one robe. Boy, I went to his dad and said, Dad, I want to borrow the car. He said, you got to get a haircut first. He said, Jesus had long hair. He said, yeah, and he walked everywhere he went. The only time I remember him riding was when he rode into the city of Jerusalem on the back of the donkey. All the rest of the time, he didn't have a Rolls Royce, brother. He didn't have a jet plane to jet around on. Amen. He had to borrow a boat to preach out of. He had to borrow a tomb to be. He said, I won't need it but a little while. Amen. But I don't have enough money to buy one. But if I can just borrow yours, Joseph, just for a few days, I'll be out of here. Amen. But I'm just telling you today that don't you buy into that business of prosperity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If it's all that generous, you better be and do enough giving to go with that. Amen. You're going to live in one house at a time. Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach myself under conviction here. I got two right now. You're welcome to look at either one of them. Both of them need work. It's an old house. I'm living in. It's needing repair. About to work myself to death on those things. Pretty soon we're going to be getting rid of both of them. Amen. But right now I'm going to have one for a little while longer. Amen. Praise the Lord. What are you saying, Brother Goodson? I'm just saying that let's don't buy into this world's goods. Don't judge your spirituality by your financial prosperity. There's ways to prosper besides having money in the bank. Woo, hallelujah. I said, there's ways to prosper. Good health's prosperity. Amen. A peaceful home is prosperity. Getting along with your husband and wife is prosperity. Amen. Having your kids sitting beside you in church and not strung out on drugs and addictions, amen, is prosperity. That's what matters, folks. It's not how much money you got in the bank. That doesn't make any difference at all. What really matters is that there's peace in your house and peace in your heart and salvation in your soul. John said that you prosper even as your soul prospers. Amen. If you've got a big bank account and a poor soul, you're not prospering. If you've got a big bank account and an ugly spirit and a bad attitude, amen, you're not prospering. Praise the Lord. You might have a flashing cross in your forehead and oil dripping out of all your fingertips. Doesn't mean a thing. Amen. Because the Bible says that we got to have the fruit of the Spirit. If you don't love your brother and love your sister, none of that other stuff's going to matter. If you don't love souls, none of the rest of that's going to matter. Amen. If you don't separate and follow the Lord in holiness, none of the rest of that's going to matter. Amen. So he called them. Amen. For 3 tremendous years. You might say 3 tremendous years. Isn't that amazing? Amen. He said, I want you to leave this mundane fishing life and follow me into the miraculous. Hallelujah. And you know what? There was something about him. Now they didn't know him like they knew him later. I mean, they just met him. This was before Jesus Christ ever worked a miracle. They'd never seen him do a miracle. There was just something about him. They heard John the Baptist say, "The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And something clicked. Amen. And so they left their nets and they left their boats and they left their business and they followed this carpenter from Galilee. Hallelujah. And it wasn't long before that, after that, that things began to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They got invited to a wedding feast at Cana. And Mama came and said, "Jesus, they've run out of wine." And then Mama turned around to the servants and said, "Whatever he tells you to do, you do it." Now, I know Nike uses that today, but the Bible had it first. Amen. It's a principle that still works. And whatever he says, just do it. Amen. Don't contemplate. Amen. Don't try to ruminate. Amen. Don't try to cogitate. Amen. Don't hesitate. Just do it. Amen. And so the Bible said he turned around for he right off. He said, "Get these water pots. Go fill them up with water." How many can fill a water pot? Not hard at all, is it? A lot easier now than it was then. Back then you had to draw the water. And I'm not talking about with a pencil either. Amen. It was work. Amen. Those servants pulled out about 125, 150 gallons of water. I like these fellows. The Bible said, and they filled them to the brim. No slackers here. Hey, I said, no slackers here. Whatever you find to do, he said, do it with all of your might. Don't you splash a little water in there. You fill it up. You get it up to the brim. They brought it to Jesus. Amen. Here's John, Peter, James. Amen. And the Jesus tells the servant, he said, all right, now. He said, I want you to just get this cup here and draw some of this water out and take it to the governor of the feast. Well, that's simple enough. I mean, that's easier than drawing water, carrying a cup. Right? Boy, that's easy. You know, most miracles are easy, at least our part. Right? All we got to do is believe. Isn't that easy? Could you draw out a cup of water and take it to the governor? What would you be thinking? Probably what he was thinking. Here's this governor carrying this cup saying, I'm going to lose my job here in a minute. Maybe my head. Amen. Because I know where this came from. This ain't nothing but water. And when I get to the governor, he's going to be expecting something else. Amen. But I don't have any choice. I'm just a servant. If we could ever get that through our heads, all we are is a servant. All you got to do is obey. It's all you got to do. Just do what he tells you to. Don't worry about the outcome. You don't have to save anybody. You don't have to heal anybody. All you got to do is just tell them. Just be a witness. Just pray for them. Amen. That's our job. That's what he told us to do. Everybody can do that. But we think, well, what if I tell them and they don't listen? So what? You're just doing your job. Amen. So he carries the water. He gives it to the governor. Amen. He stands there probably just ready. Ooh. The governor takes a drink. His eyes light up. Woo! He said, you have saved the best stuff till the last. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said the governor didn't know where it came from, but the servant which drew the water, he knew where it came from. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, Peter and John, they suck. Man, what have we hooked into here? What have we signed on to? Amen. It's just getting started. Amen. Wasn't long after that, a bunch of people, Jesus preached to them. 5,000 men, bunch of kids and their wives, everybody out there, and probably 15, 20,000 people at least. And Jesus says, all right, supper time, let's feed them. Amen. Now what would you have done? Well, you know what Philip did? He whipped out his trusty pen, figured out how they couldn't do it. He said, well, some people only count the cost. That's all they do. They can't see past the bottom line. They can't see what they have. They can't see what God's blessed them with. All they can see is what it's going to cost. That's good, Brother Grissom. Man, you're on something here tonight. Amen. And so he figures it up and he says, man, it would take 200 days worth of wages to feed this bunch of people. That's a long time. That's more than half of a year. He said it would take more than half a year's salary to feed this bunch. Amen. You know what? While he was doing that... Amen. Andrew was out there looking around and said, well, let's see what we got here. Amen. He's looking around. All of a sudden he goes over and he sees this little boy. He said, hey. He said, what you got in that bag there? He said, well, I got 5 biscuits and a few sardines. He said, all right, come with me. Amen. So he didn't just take the lunch. The Bible said he brought the lad. And he brings the little boy and the lunch to Jesus. And he tells him, he said, Lord, we got 5 biscuits and some sardines here, and that's all we got. What's that among so many? But at least he's got something. He's trying. He's not figuring out how you can't do it. He's just seeing what we got to work with. Amen. The Lord said, oh, that's all we need. Hallelujah. We can work with that. Praise God. You know, a lot of times we come to the Lord and isn't that right? We say, oh God, if I was like so and so, I could do so much. Yeah. Oh, if I could preach like that. Oh, if I could sing like that. Oh, if I could. He's not asking you to. Just give him what you got. Amen. But hear me and hear me well. You better use what you got. Now let me just comment on that just a minute here. You remember Jesus gave three people gifts. One of them he gave five, one he gave two, and one he gave one. Now which one got in trouble? It wasn't the one with the five. He went out and made five more. It wasn't the one with two. He went out and made two more. You know who it was? It was that poor me boy. He said, oh, I just got one gift. I can't do much for the Lord. And what did the Lord say to him? Did he say, that's all right, honey, I understand. Huh? He sure didn't. He said, you take that one that I gave him, and you give it to the one that's got five. Now, that's not fair, is it? He's already got ten. You know what the Lord's looking for? He's looking for somebody that's got some motivation. He's looking for somebody that can get something done. He said, that guy's done more than the others. Give it to him. He'll get the job done. And then what did he say to that little fella? He said, you take him and you cast him out. Amen. What am I saying here? I'm just giving us a little warning about having pity parties and making excuses for what we don't have and what we can't do. Amen. I'm trying to help you to get to heaven now, folks. I don't want you to get up there and the Lord say, you know what? You never did use what I gave you. Amen. We need to take what we got. Now, what you have may not be what somebody else has. You may not be five talents. You may not be two talents. But you got at least one. And you better use it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, miracle in the desert. No Walmarts anywhere. No Rainbow Breakeries. No Miss Baird's. Amen. Well, no, what is it? Van Camp's chicken sticks. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Nothing. Yeah, man. Just little rolls and some fish. That's all they had. Amen. Jesus took it. Everybody say he took it. Amen. If you'll give him what you got, he'll take it. He won't make fun of you. He won't laugh at you. Amen. You just say, Lord, here's what I got right here. I'm going to give it to you. And he'll take it. And the Bible said, and then he blessed it. But say, he blessed it. He blessed it. And then he did what? He broke it. Now that's what we don't like. We don't like being broken. But if you ever do anything for God, you'll do it out of a spirit of brokenness. You'll never do anything for God out of a spirit of pride or arrogance. Amen. If you ever get to thinking that God's got to have you and you're important and he can't do without you, you're sunk. But if you understand, now Lord, I'm giving you what I got and you got to bless it because I'm a mess. Amen. I don't have it in myself. I can't do it by myself. But I'm convinced that you can take what I have, and if you'll bless it, you can make it a miracle. Amen. That's what God does. Give him what you got. Amen. And he'll break it. It won't be the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he gave the food to them. I'm not going to go deeper in the miracle because I've got a long way to go. But he gave them the fish and the bread. And they fed 5,000 people plus their men and their wives and then their children. And they come back with 12 baskets full left over. You know why I like that so much? You know how many apostles there are? How many disciples there were? Isn't that good? Each one started out with less than a handful and wound up with more than a basketful. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'll serve the Lord faithfully, if you'll serve the Lord faithfully, no matter where you start or what you start with, but if you'll put Jesus first and you'll be obedient and you'll do what he asks you to do, amen, and you'll just get out there and work for him, not worrying about anything else, but just doing what he said, making sure that everybody gets fed. When it's all over, you'll be mightily blessed. Amen. And so that he, that miracle bread. You know what he did next? He told him, he said, now y'all get in the boat there. And I want you to go on to the other side. And I'm going to stay over here and pray. Then I'll meet you over there. The Bible said they rode out in the middle of the sea. And the wind rose. And a storm came up. And it got scary. Amen. And they got scared because it looked like the ship was going to go under. And hear me and hear me well. Anytime Jesus says you're going to the other side, you don't have to worry because you're going to the other side. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to get there. Storm or no storm, wind or no wind, boat or no boat, you're going to get to the other side. If he told you to go to the other side, it's his job to get you there, and he never fails. He's going to get you to the other side. Amen. And so the Bible says they're rowing furiously. They're afraid of the storm. And suddenly here comes Jesus in the storm, walking on the water. Hallelujah. Isn't that neat? And they looked up and they were scared to death. They said, oh, no. We're seeing things. Look like a scary ghost coming out here now. Amen. I'd be scared if I saw a ghost. I'd be scared if I was out on a dark night in the middle of a sea and somebody come walking on the water. I don't know about you, but I'm not spiritual enough. I'd get scared. I'd think, what in the world is that? Am I losing my mind? Amen. And when it started talking, I'd just about be ready to be raptured right then, right there. Amen. He started calling out to them. Amen. And Peter said, Lord, is that you? He said, yeah, don't be afraid. Amen. Peter said, if that's really you, he said, let me, you know, you. He got ahead of himself. He did that often. You know, Peter could speak faster than he could think. He didn't have a regulator. I know folks like that. They don't have a regulator at all. Amen. There's nothing between their brain and their mouth. It just boom. And he had that disease. Amen. Foot and mouth. Amen. Open mouth, insert foot, chew vigorously. He had that. Amen. Often he had that. And so here he is. The Lord says, come. Amen. And we say that Peter walked on the water, but I don't believe it. I believe he was walking on the word of the Lord. Jesus said, come. Just one word. That's all it took. And he started walking to Jesus. Yeah, I know he was walking on the tops of the waves, but it was the word that was holding him up. That promise. That invitation. Come. Amen. Come. Hear me. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life, what kind of storm you're going through. If you got the word, and you do, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He said, all things work together. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. You got something to stand on here tonight. You're not standing on fallacy. You're not standing on some kind of fiction or some kind of hocus pocus. But you're standing on the Word of the Lord, and it doesn't matter what else is under your feet. The Word is enough. And as long as he was standing in the Word of the Lord, he was doing fine. Amen. I'm not going to criticize Peter much. I've never even been out of the boat. So I'm not qualified to complain and criticize. Amen. But the miracle, walking on the sea. Walking on the sea. My, what a miracle that was. Miraculous healings. They saw it all. Amen. Lepers healed. Deaf people speaking or hearing, and mute people speaking, and blind people seeing. Amen. Dead people call back to life. Miracle, miracle after miracle after miracle. As a matter of fact, it got to the place that they were doing the same thing. The Bible said Jesus sent them out, and he said, heal the sick. Amen. And they started doing, praise the Lord. But they went out and they started healing people, and blind eyes have been opened, deaf ears unstopped. Sick people healed. Lame people walking. They started doing the same thing Jesus did. Because he told them to do it. You know what? He told us to do it too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go pray. Amen. Well, Brother Grissom, you said we couldn't heal people. You're right. Amen. We can't, but he can. Amen. But if we don't pray, they won't be healed. Amen. If we don't witness and tell them, they're not going to know. That's our job. We can do that. So he goes out and for 3 years, miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. They were called from obscurity and they rose to heights of fame. They got so famous, Peter was trying to hide. You remember? After they arrested Jesus, Peter was trying to hide. He didn't want anybody to know he was a disciple of Jesus Christ. And a little old girl, now nobody, if you will, saw him and said, "Oh, you're one of those Galileans. You've been walking with Jesus, haven't you? I saw you." "Oh, no. No, it wasn't me. Must have been somebody that looks like me." Amen. She said it again. "No, no, that's you. Somebody said, you even talk like him. You're Jesus very long, you'll talk like him. It'll clean your mouth out. It's better than soap. It'll clean your heart out. It'll clean your mind up. Amen. You just stay around the Lord, you'll get clean on the inside and on the outside. Amen. It'll do a work on you. It'll put a mark on you. Amen. They'll recognize those things. Amen. So they went from obscurity to fame. Peter said we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. I love that phrase. Eyewitnesses of his majesty. John said it like this. He said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld, he said, amen, his glory full of grace and truth. Amen. What an invitation. 3 marvelous years. All of that came to an end in 3 short days. 3 short days. And they followed him to Jerusalem. They supped with him in an upper room. They went outside to a garden to pray. I'm telling you, life can happen awfully fast. Life can happen awfully fast. Everything can be all right one moment, and it can turn completely upside down the next. It can be sunshine one moment, and it can be midnight the next. It can be laughter one moment. It can be weeping the next. Life's fast. They rode into Jerusalem with grace. Amen. When he rode into that city on the back of the beast, people took their garments off, threw them on the ground before him. They waved palm branches. Amen. They were singing Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what Hosanna means? It means save now. Save now. They were saying, "You're the Messiah. Save us now." Well, it was a great moment. And then Jesus started talking about a crucifixion. Jesus started talking about death. Jesus started talking about going away. Peter stood up and he said, "Oh no." He said, "That's not going to happen." Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." One chapter is giving him the keys. Next chapter is calling the devil. You think change can't change? You know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've been real good one day. Woo, you're ready for a crown the next day. Not so good. You're laughing because you know it's the truth. And those that are not laughing, I'm worried about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Life happens fast. Upper room. Amen. Last supper. Special prayer. Midnight, they come to the garden, they arrest him. In a period of about 6 hours, he had 6 trials. You talk about fast justice. 6 trials in 6 hours. He appeared before Annas, then he appeared before Caiaphas, then the Sanhedrin, then back to Pilate, and then before Herod, and then back to Pilate. 6 different authorities in 6 hours. Life's happening fast. Then they take him out about 8 o'clock in the morning, and they take a whip and they beat his back till it looks like hamburger, till the skin was ripped away, bones and flesh were exposed, and blood was pouring out. Then they put a cross on his shoulders. 9 o'clock and they marched him up a hill, drove nails in his hands and his feet, raised that cross up, dropped into the hole with the jarring thud until his hands and his feet ripped the nails that were holding him in place. There he hung. 6 hours. 6 hours. Amen. Hanging. Trying to breathe. Agony. Pain. The sun darkened. It's as if the sun said, I can't look. Pulled a veil across its face. Moon turned to blood. It's as if the moon said, I'm so embarrassed. And turned red. And the blood that hit the ground caused the earth to tremble, and it began to shake and quake. The blood of its creator soaking into its soil. Amen. It was 6 hours like no other 6 hours in history. Yeah. Amen. Never been a day like that day. Never been a time like that time. Amen. And it wasn't just that. It was dashing the hopes of those men. They put everything on hold. They left their boat. They left their business. They said, I'm hitching my wagon to your star. Amen. And one moment, they're at the pinnacle of popularity and fame. Just a matter of a few hours, they're hiding like animals in holes. They're embarrassed. They're disappointed. They're disillusioned. They're discouraged. They're despondent. They don't know what to do. They watched him hang, heard him gasp one last breath, close his eyes in death. Body grew limp. They moved him from the cross, hurriedly took his body. Passover was coming on. Sabbath was approaching. Didn't have much time. They hurried. Joseph of Arimathea said, you can put him in my place. I've got a tomb. Just put him in there. Amen. And they did. And then it was Sabbath. There was no opportunity to do anything else. I'm sure that was the longest, saddest Sabbath that they'd ever had to endure. Amen. Friday was gone. Saturday passed so slowly, but Sunday was coming. Oh, I said Sunday was coming. Praise the Lord. You know what I appreciate? The Bible said Mary got up early before the sun ever came up. She said, I've waited as long as I can wait. I can't wait anymore. I've got to go see what's going on. Amen. And so she comes down to that sepulcher. Amen. And she sees a stone roll back. Amen. And her eyes get wide. And she runs back to tell Peter and John about it. Meanwhile, the other ladies come out. The sun is just beginning to rise. And they see the same thing. The stone is rolled away. Angels are sitting there, and they said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. And all of a sudden, Peter and John and Mary said, he's not there. I don't know what happened. Amen. They had a foot race. Amen. By this time, you know, Peter's not a youngster. Amen. John's pretty young, but Peter, he's getting long in the tooth. And a little gray hair on his head. Amen. But he found some energy. Woo! Amen. He ran it like a marathon. Amen. They ran. The Bible said they ran. They didn't walk. They didn't trot. They were running. They didn't know it right then, but they were running toward a miracle. Woo! Hallelujah. I said they were running toward a miracle. Amen. They didn't know what they were running toward. Amen. The Bible said that darkness may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. They ran to the tomb. John gets there. He kind of hits the brakes and stops. He said, whoa, this is a graveyard. Amen. Peter gets there. He don't even break. He just runs right on in. I told you he didn't think. Amen. He just ran right in there, started looking around. He said, whoa, this thing's empty. This is as empty as my head. Ain't nobody home. All he saw was some grave clothes. He saw a napkin that had been across his face, and it was all folded up nice and neat and laying there as if Jesus said, okay. He said, I'll be coming back in a little bit. Amen. You know, when you go to the restaurant, if you just wad your napkin up and throw it on your plate, they're going to clean it before you get back. You better make sure they know you're coming back. So if you make it kind of neat, they say, well, he hadn't ate his dessert yet. And I know that Grissom boy. He's going to eat dessert. He's coming back. He's leaving something. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus was just giving a message. He said, I'm not gone yet. I'm not gone yet. Praise the Lord. Amen. They didn't know what they were running toward. But they were running toward a miracle. The Bible says, thank God for Mary. Peter and John walked away still mindful of questions. What in the world's going on? It still hadn't dawned on them that Jesus did what he said he was going to do. Didn't he tell them? He said, you destroy this temple. He said, in 3 days I'll raise it up. He told them that. He promised them that. When he talked about his death, he talked about his resurrection. He said, I'm coming back. Yes, I am going to die. I'm going to go to the grave, but I'm not going to stay there. Hallelujah. But they never did get through. Mary stayed. And the Bible said that when everybody else had left, it was just Mary standing there. Jesus came. And he said, Mary, she didn't recognize him. You wouldn't have either. He didn't look the same. He didn't look the same. You've been through something like that, you won't look the same either. Turns around, and she thought he was the gardener. And she said, if you put him somewhere, just tell me where you put him. I just want to see him, that's all. And again, he said, Mary. Her eyes opened up. And she said, Rabboni. Teacher, master. And she fell at his feet and began to worship. Hallelujah. You know, there's something to be said for lingering in his presence. Amen. That's the only one that Jesus... Now, they saw angels, but only Mary saw Jesus. She's the only one that saw him because she stayed. She didn't leave. Everybody else was in a hurry. Everybody else was perplexed and wondering. She was just so caught up in her love for the Lord. She said, I don't know. I got to stay till I see him. Amen. If you'll stay, I promise he'll appear. He'll appear. If you'll just hang in there. We get so overwhelmed, and I'm preaching to myself here. We get so overwhelmed with stuff and get so involved and we don't take time to tarry. But if we'll just tarry, he will come. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, okay. He said, I want you to go tell my brethren, and listen to this, and Peter. Now, why did he single Peter out? Because Peter denied him. He said, I want you let Peter know that it's all right. I still love him. I still love him. Big mouth and all. I still love him. Amen. He's got a big mouth, but he's got a big heart. He's got a big heart. He's got a lot of faith. He's got a lot of potential. Amen. And he did. He was one of the great leaders of the church. Jesus selected him to give the keys to, didn't he? Amen. I appreciate the Lord being so courteous and so thoughtful that he would make sure that Peter knew that he was included. Because you know how people are. People, they'll kind of exclude folks. If they think you've stepped over the line too far, they don't want you in there. Praise the Lord. And I could preach on that a little bit, but I'm not going to right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we've got our own things that's okay. You know, if you've done certain sins, you can actually kind of be a superstar. You can come, boy, you can talk about how bad you were and how awful you were and God delivered you. Amen. You can preach in pulpits all across the country. Amen. You can get on whatever it is, TBN, whatever. Yeah, you can. You get all these. I mean, they'll have you in because, oh, you're such a miracle. Look at all this awful stuff you did. And Jesus forgave you and delivered you. And my, you're such a testimony and such a miracle. I've watched it happen. I've also watched some of them die spiritually because they weren't ready for that. Amen. They were not ready for that. We killed some of our own babies doing stuff like that. Because we have a hunger for the spectacular. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know what? There's something to be said, young people, for somebody don't get involved in all that stuff. There's something to be said for young people that never take a drug and never take a drink. Amen. And remain clean and pure until your marriage. Amen. There's something to be said for you. Amen. You're the example. You're what God's looking for. Amen. Don't you listen to the world that said you got to go out and experiment a little bit. No, you don't. Chances are if you go out, you won't come back. My Lord. Yes, sir. Sister Lottie, how many are there? 600 and counting? You know what? Every last one of them intended to come back. They're coming back. Some have been gone for decades. They never intended to be gone that long. It was just to try a little bit, experiment a little bit. I'm discouraged right now. Well, you think you're going to find encouragement out there? You're not going to find encouragement in a pill. You're not going to find it in a bottle. You're not going to find it in the arms of some lover that's outside the kingdom of God. You're not going to find what you're looking for out there. If you can't find it in Jesus Christ, it's not good. The Bible said we are complete in Him. That means you don't need to go looking anywhere else. Amen. You're complete in Him. Everything you need is in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to wrap this up. I apologize, but amen. Life comes really fast. Sometimes it can hit you really hard. It did the disciples. Jesus tried to prepare them, but it was so hard for them to comprehend that they could just never get it. It was as if when he talked about his crucifixion, they turned it off. We do that, you know. Isn't that right? People say things we don't want to hear. We just turn it off. We had a dear little old friend at Texas Bible College. Pop Hughes. And Pop Hughes worked in the cafeteria. And the cafeteria boss was bossy. Quite bossy. And telling everybody what to do. You know, it never did upset Pop. You know why? Pop wore hearing aids. And he just turned them down. Boss away. There's something to be said for bad hearing. He just tuned her out. Amen. But we do that, you know, when we don't want to hear bad news, we kind of just tune it out. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Amen. Father was his little boy about tithing. And he said, son, you know, if you get a dollar, you know, you give a dime to Jesus. If you get $10, you give a dollar to Jesus. If you get $100, you give $10 to Jesus. And the little boy said, teach me that. That's not what I want to hear. Amen. Talk to me about blessing. Talk to me about coming in. Don't talk to me about giving it out. Amen. Amen. We like to turn things off that we don't really want to hear. That's what happened to the disciples. They tuned them out when they didn't want to hear it. Amen. But without knowing it, they were racing toward a miracle. And what a miracle it was. I mean to tell you, friend, they were there when they met Jesus one last time on the Mount of Transfiguration or the Mount of Olives. They met him right before he left. The Bible said he was getting ready to go up. And as they watched, he was caught out of their sight. He told them, he said, you go to the upper room in Jerusalem and you tarry until you be endued with power from on high. You go wait for the promise of the Father. They went to that upper room and they tarried. Amen. 5,000 heard that invitation. 120 were there on the day of Pentecost. Numbers don't add up, do they? Amen. Praise the Lord. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And cloven tongues like as a fire sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And they begin to magnify God. Praise the Lord. Amen. They spilled out onto Solomon's porch, still talking in tongues, still worshiping God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need another visitation like that. We need another visitation like that. We need another visitation like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I want us to have such services that when you go out of here talking in tongues all the way back to your car. Amen. When you pull up at the drive-through at Taco Bell or Whataburger, they said, what can I help you? And you're still talking in tongues. And they said, I didn't get that. You said, you need to. And you can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, it happens. Did you hear what I said? It happens. I don't know if you saw it a couple of years ago. There was a church, I believe it was in Tennessee, and boy, they had a service. After service, some of them went to Cracker Barrel. And they were talking about the service, and then their waiter came, and they started talking to him about the Holy Ghost. He said, I'd like to have the Holy Ghost. And one of them said, you can get it right now. I mean, they got up right in Cracker Barrel, started praying for him, laid hands on him. He got the Holy Ghost. Another one said, I'd like to have the Holy Ghost. And they prayed for him, and they got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it started interfering with the wait staff. And some of the saints said, you go ahead and pray. We'll take care of tables. Amen. And so while some of them were praying people through in Cracker Barrel, other saints were waiting on tables. Amen. I'm talking about a revival. 8 people received the Holy Ghost in Cracker Barrel. If they can do it in Cracker Barrel, they can do it in Whataburger. Amen. If they can do it in Whataburger, they can do it anywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Get the Holy Ghost, folks. That's what I'm talking. That's the kind of revival I'm talking about. Can that happen in Athens, Texas? Yes, that can happen in Athens, Texas. Can you imagine putting that on Facebook? Right. Amen. Not to Facebook, just Facebook. We don't want to go too far. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember a few years ago, They had such a visitation at Stockton, California, at the Bible College. Holy Ghost, my, they had such a service. After it was over, there were students, they left the chapel finally, and they started going back to the dorms, and they just started falling out on the sidewalk, laying out on the grass, talking in tongues. Amen. Visitation of the Holy Ghost. That's the kind of visitation we need to see. That's what we're looking for. You hear me? We're running toward a miracle here tonight. Oh, we're going through some battles right now. The devil's all stirred up. He's so mad, but I'm telling you, he's on a chain. Amen. I heard a song. I never heard it recently. It said, he said he can't cross the bloodline. Hallelujah. He can get to the bloodline, and he's got to stop. He can't come across it. Amen. When Jesus draws the bloodline, that's as far as the devil can go. Amen. He can't cross that.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm telling you today. Amen. God's getting ready to do some things. Are you ready? Anybody ready here tonight? We want to see miracles. But if you're going to see miracles, you've got to have some trouble. You're not going to have any miracles unless somebody's got some trouble. Nobody's going to get healed unless somebody's sick. Amen. Nobody's going to have a financial miracle unless you're in a financial bind. Some of us qualify. Hey, it works. It works. I heard the testimony of a man just right after I got out of the hospital, my surgery, and the surgery I had. And I don't like to claim things like that. It wasn't my surgery, just a surgery. They did it on me, but I don't claim it. I don't want to be associated with a disease. And I don't want to be associated with surgeries.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not my arthritis. I don't claim it.
Right.
You want to claim your arthritis, you go ahead and claim it. I don't claim mine. Amen. I don't claim anything. I don't want no disease. Amen. Of all things to claim, don't claim a disease. If you, I'm not talking about hiding your head in the sand somewhere. If you got a problem, you got a problem. But don't make it yours. Amen. Just call it what it is and don't attach it to you. Just leave it alone.
Amen.
Amen. Do you can shake it off.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's good preaching right there.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? I love people. they're so funny. And we're all people, aren't we? I just love it. You know, have you ever, how we do sometimes, we get to talking about things happen to us, and somebody talks about how sick they were, and somebody else says, well, let me tell you how sick I got, and they start talking about how sick they were, and then somebody says, that ain't nothing. Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, it was. It might not be nothing to you, but it was something to me. Amen. But the good Lord brought me through. Now, I said all that to say this. First service I was in after that, another man had gone through a very similar thing. And he didn't have insurance. Thank God we did. He didn't. And they sent him a bill for $150,000. And he said, I can probably scrape together $50,000. Amen. Well, he didn't know what to do. They prayed. Lord, please help us. We can't do this. You know, he went down to discuss the bill with them. Talk about trying to figure something out. Pay the rest of his life, you know, sell his kids, do something. Probably couldn't do that. Nobody'd want him. So, no, he went down to discuss a payment plan. And the lady got to look at it, and she said, what's your name? And he told her, and she looked, and she said, well, there's not anything on here. He said, but did it, I know I owe it. And she said, well, it's been taken care of. It's been taken care of. Woo! Amen. You believe God can do that?
Yes, sir.
You believe God can do that?
Yes.
Amen. I had a friend one time, and then he's in a bind, and he's telling me, "You have what a big a bind, and not ever going to get out of this bind." And I said, "Brother, the Lord can wipe that out so quick." He said, "Oh, I don't know. I'd like to see him do it." You know what? Within 2 months, he did. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And I'm getting inspired here. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I get talking about God doing stuff. I get excited.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We needed to make a trip to Venezuela. We didn't have any money. Didn't have any way of getting enough to go. Praise the Lord. But we felt like the Lord told us to go. And we said, "God, you know we'll go, but you've got to get us there." And He did. Hey, man, I got a call from the police. They said, "Do you have a storage building? So and so." I said, "Yeah, I do." They said, "Somebody broke into it." I said, "Oops." Went out to the storage building. Sure enough, somebody broke the lock. Got in there, stuff scattered everywhere. I said, "What's missing? Wasn't much to really miss. Just a couple of things." Amen. We made a list of stuff missing, and I thought, well, that's gone. My brother-in-law worked for an insurance company. He said, "Turn it into insurance." I never even thought of that. I thought since it wasn't my house, it wouldn't cover it. But you know what? They covered half of it, even though it wasn't at my house. So my wife and I, what really, really mattered, I had this old guitar my mom and dad gave me when I was 14 years old. And I'd had it for 10 years. I'd never learned to play it, but it was still important. They gave it to me. And I loved it because it was a gift from my mom and my dad. And so I went to check on that. My wife, you got to be careful. I've always had to be careful with Sister Grissom because when I give her money, she'll spend it on other people. She does it all the time. Amen. You don't give her money because she'll spend it on her. She'll spend it on somebody else. In order to have something, you got to buy it and give it to her. Because she'll see something somebody needs and she'll buy it. And so I gave her money. She went to Indiana for Christmas. That year I didn't get to go with her. And she came back, and when I was getting her, and we're getting her luggage, and she said, "Got one more thing." And here come this box, and I picked it up. It was an accordion. She said, "Somebody at the church might want to play that." I thought, here we go again. Amen. You know what? Nobody played that. She played it some, but nobody else played it. Amen. It just sat there. Put it in storage. I didn't know I was racing toward a miracle. Amen. And so here we go. We're in the music store. I'm at the guitar counter. And I'm describing my guitar. And they said, "Well," said, "the replacement cost on that guitar is going to probably be $700. Man, I was rejoicing. Ooh, $700 for a guitar. I couldn't even play. Amen. That excited? My wife comes over. She's been over in the accordion section. And she comes over and she said, "Do you know how much that accordion's worth?" I said, "No." I said, "My guitar's worth $700. She said, "My accordion's worth $5,000. I love that old accordion. Yeah, that was the best investment she ever made. And you know what? So God used the thief and State Farm to get us to Venezuela, where He told us to go. Won't you tell me God can't provide? Amen. He's unorthodox. Amen. God don't work out of the side of the box. He don't know what a box is. He's never been in one. Amen. You just let Him do it. He'll do it. God will work things out for you. You're working and you're racing toward a miracle. Amen. You got trouble? Well, that's a good place to be. Because God's got a miracle. Amen. He's working things in your favor. He's going to work things out. Let's stand together, please. Thank you for your time and your attention here tonight. My, I could go on and on and on and on talking about how God provides, what God does. Amen. You could too. We could stay here. I have no doubt we could easily stay here until noon tomorrow. Just each one talking about, you know how it happens, you know, I start talking and you already got a story going in your head. You know what the Lord did? And then somebody said, well, let me tell you what He did for me. And somebody, well, let me tell you what He did for me. And that's what eternity is going to be like. Just bragging on Jesus. Hallelujah. Just telling His glory. Amen. Just retell the story of what He's done for us. That's the God that we know. Amen. I'm telling, don't you be discouraged tonight. Don't you get down. Amen. If God be for us,
right.
Who can
thank you, Lord.
Be against us?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And He's already said that He's for us. Amen. He's already made us His and put us on His side tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God's got great things in store. He's going to work things out. He's going to work all things for His good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody believe what I'm saying here tonight? Praise the Lord. Anybody ready for a miracle? Anybody ready for this kind of revival? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God, old timers would tell the story about prayer meetings. They'd get to praying in the house and all of a sudden somebody would come knocking on the door, hollering, what's going on? And they'd open the door and people would come in and they said, did you know that your house is on fire? And they'd say, no, there's no fire here. They said, we saw fire shooting through the roof. Holy Ghost fire. I believe that. You don't have to believe that. If you don't want to, that's okay. But I believe that God actually let people see flames shooting out the roof of that house and got them in there and they got the feeling of the Holy Ghost and they'd pray them to right there in the living room. I believe that. I believe that God could put a Shekinah glory over this church building and set there like a glory cloud. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know it works. I know it works. Amen. Brother Fry was coming by here before he was converted, prayed back through, driving his truck through. God said, pull in here. This is where you belong. Took him a long time to get here, but he's here now. Amen. I'm just telling you, hey, God still does miracles. And He wants to work in our behalf. Wants to work in your behalf. Miracles haven't ceased. Amen. We've just been having it pretty good lately. Amen. But when we get to the place we need it, He's going to show up. Amen. And He's going to do what He can do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I think it'd be good to just come and spend a little time with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want something. You need something. I think it'd be good to spend some time with Him, talking to Him, telling Him about it. Amen. Jesus, we have some needs here tonight. Oh, God, we got some mountains we got to climb here tonight unless You move them. If You don't move it, God, we're going to have to climb it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's some sicknesses that really need healing tonight, God. I'd like for some people that came here sick tonight to leave this building healed. Amen. I'd like for some folks that came in here with a chronic sickness to walk out of this building tonight. Just healed by the hand of Jesus. Nothing fancy. Amen. No spectacle. Just a genuine healing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody has a wounded spirit tonight. Amen.
Where
They need healing in their spirit. Their spirit's in great pain. Amen. Some battling bitterness and infection tonight in their spirit. God, and they need you to cleanse them. Wash away all of that from the wound so that their soul and their spirit can heal tonight. They can be made whole. They can have peace and joy and faith in the Lord tonight. Amen. We need you, Holy Ghost, in this service. We need you to work in our behalf. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, we have loved ones that need to be saved. And you can save them, and I know it. And I believe it tonight, God. Amen. You can open doors that no man can open. You can shut doors. Amen. That no man can open. I'm asking you to help us here tonight. Holy Ghost, help us here tonight. Move in our midst. Amen. Show us your glory. 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 Amen. Show up, God. Amen. And do great things. Amen. Do marvelous things here tonight. Praise the Lord. You can. You can. You can. You can. You can. You can. You will. You want to.
When you said that it is
hallelujah, that's
done.
It. Oh.